Hey, y'all, it's Garth.
I love the country music family. I love the country music family of artists and the country music family of songs. Some of the greatest artists to ever grace music are under the flag of country music. And some of the greatest songs in music history are under the flag of country music. The Big 615, you're going to hear the newest that country music has to offer. At the same time, you're going to hear the newest that the country classics have to offer. I want to hear the new single from George Strait, and I want to hear it right beside the new single from Luke Combs. And I think the country music family is one of those families that is very inclusive and wants both the established artists and the new artists to be side by side in this thing we call country music.
Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway, Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Alrighty, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You'll hear from Arizona Diamondbacks slugger Christian Walker coming up an hour 20 from now. But first up, let's get into a little NFC conversation as we get set and gear up for training camp coming up next month. And I'll just ask you a simple question. If I asked you who the two best teams are in the NFC, everyone would agree. Philadelphia and the San Francisco 49ers. So who's the third best team in the NFC? And there's a pool of teams that you could examine. The Dallas Cowboys, the Minnesota Vikings, the Detroit Lions, the Seattle Seahawks. And I guess you could also throw, just because they're going to win that division, the New Orleans Saints. So I'm looking at those teams. One, two, three, four, five teams. Hickey, anyone else that I should throw in the hopper of under consideration for the third best team in the NFC? Anyone else?
No, I don't think so.
Right? I'm trying to feel like who you can make an argument for.
I like the Rams, not anywhere enough to be in that conversation.
Are you predicting the Rams to make the playoffs this year? Because I know last year you were all in on the Denver Broncos. The Broncos, you predicted them to win the Super Bowl, and you were dead wrong on that. They didn't even make the playoffs. Their coaches didn't even make it to the end of the season, Nathaniel Hackett. Now bringing in Sean Payton, who's going to be a Hall of Fame coach, you have doubled down on the Denver Broncos, Hickey that is, that they're going to make the playoffs. You look at the LA Rams, even though you said you expected the Broncos to win the Super Bowl last year, you're taking the Rams as they may have the easiest road to repeat as NFL champions out of any team that we've ever seen. And the Rams just got hit with the injury bug, and kind of their roster got old very quickly as well. And there was a lot of one foot in, one foot out with the LA Rams. Guys talking about retirement and then actually not retiring and then still being there. And you wonder how locked in they actually were. The Rams heading into this year, you're not ready to say the third best team in the NFC. And I agree with you. I think that would be ludicrous, even though it's pretty open. Where's your analysis on the Rams heading into this year? Out of 100%, how confident is Hot Take Kiki on the LA Rams going back to the playoffs this year?
Pretty confident. They are, spoiler alert, one of my seven playoff picks. They're not going to win the division, but I do think they will get a wild card when it's all said and done.
So out of 100%, how confident are you that the Rams are going to be in the playoffs?
I will say, if I had to put a number on it, I'll go 65%.
Okay. I think that's a little bit too high. I think the Niners will definitely get in the playoffs. The Eagles will definitely get in the playoffs. The Cowboys will definitely get in the playoffs. Someone's going to win the NFC North, whether it's Minnesota, Detroit. So there's four spots right there. I like Seattle this year. So you got like two spots open, right? Eagles are definitely in. Cowboys are definitely in. Whoever wins the NFC North, someone's winning the South, and then the 49ers and the Seahawks. So if you disagree with one of those teams outside the division, you may have two spots open, or there could be one spot open. Here's my tough part with buying into the Rams, Hickser, is that I don't know where the health is at with Matthew Stafford. And you had a lot of guys who were getting older that got hurt last year, and now they're coming back, and that's what makes me a little bit leery of them, where I still have that feel with the Rams that they may say they're all in, but I don't know how many people in that organization are still all in just with all the retirement rumors that you've heard for years.
On paper, at least, I mean, they've decided to come back, and I think it was easy after how last year went for them to throw in the towel and say, you know what, we got our ring. For McVay, I'm going to walk away. For Aaron Donald, I'm going to retire. Now, Stafford, maybe it's a little different just because he was kind of now in a system where he could actually shine and make the playoffs. So I could see why he wanted to come back more, like, you know, be more motivated to come back. But at least for McVay and Donald, I think they had kind of easy street to walk away. And I think
no more Jalen Ramsey.
Coming back, I think at least highlights that they still are in. And you look around, like, if you're, I'm not as high in the Seahawks as you are, but let's, for this argument, say you're right, Seahawks make the playoffs. So you're saying the 49ers, Seahawks are in for the NFC West. Saints, let's just say for argument's sake, are the South, but I think we both believe, right, one team's coming out of the South?
Yeah.
So let's just say for argument's sake, the Lions are winning the North, and you have the Eagles and the Cowboys there both making the playoffs as well.
So that's six teams.
Six teams. And then the last spot is up between the Rams.
Whoever comes in second, Packers, in the North.
Packers, you want to say?
Could
Bears,
be the Vikings.
Vikings, Giants. Commanders, like, do you feel good about any of those teams?
No.
I don't. I'll take the experience. I'll take, out of that group especially, the best head coach quarterback duo by far of those collective teams remaining, and say they'll get back.
I think the Rams, though, and tell me if I'm wrong here, in your opinion, the Rams feel like they are a three-player team right now. And it's Matthew Stafford, it's Cooper Kupp, and it's Aaron Donald. Matthew Stafford's a very good quarterback. Cooper Kupp, when healthy, is an elite wide receiver. And Aaron Donald, even though he didn't have the best of years last year for his standard, we all know Aaron Donald is a force to be reckoned with. I just wonder what else is there with the LA Rams, because it does feel like, even though those three names are very impressive, they have the feel of a three-person team.
Yes. I guess what I will say to counter that, or at least still put my belief back in them, is the fact that, look, their offensive line can't be as banged up as it was last year.
You would hope.
And so you would think the run game would be better then. And even when the Rams won the Super Bowl at their best, the run game is a running back by committee. Like, they truly do not care who you are. They bring guys off the street. They rotate them every play, it feels like. So,
and, you know, I'm kind of surprised Cam Akers is still there. It seems like he's only been there, what, for 2 years? It seems like he's feuding with that front office and the coach, Sean McVay, each and every year. And he's still on the team.
Still has not gotten his way. But yet you're right about that. And part of the reason why he wants to leave is because it's a running back by committee approach. So again, if the offensive line is better, the running game should be better, which should open up more passing lanes for Cooper Kupp, make Matthew Stafford, if he's healthy, better. And defensively, yes, you lose Jalen Ramsey, so there's obviously a question in the secondary. You lose Bobby Wagner, which was kind of weird.
That was a big indictment on where the Rams are, where Bobby Wagner was in Seattle, leaves Seattle to go to the Rams, and then goes pretty much, I need to go to a team that's going to go put me in a position to win, and he goes right back to the Seattle Seahawks. I think that's Bobby Wagner saying, yeah, I don't like the direction this ship is moving in with the Los Angeles Rams, so I'm going to go back home.
But when it comes to making the playoffs, I'll trust McVay, I'll trust Stafford. In a way, I know it's a defensive tackle, but I'll still trust Aaron Donald a lot. And while they are a little top-heavy and definitely lost a little talent this offseason, I think the health will help get them back. Six spot, seven spot. Not saying they're going to do damage, but just get in.
You know the Rams need to have a baby with?
I'm going to assume a team with no talent, but is healthy.
No. Not a team with no talent. That's a team that has some talent. If they had a baby with this team, they'd be a really good team. The Washington Commanders. Think about it. You have two really good wide receivers in Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. If you add in Cooper Kupp, that's a tremendous trio. You look at the defense, you have dogs in the front seven for the Commanders. You could add Aaron Donald to that. And the biggest problem with the Commanders, who were 8-8-1 last year, they don't have a quarterback. And if you could put Matthew Stafford on that team could win 10 games this upcoming year in the NFL. So I know we have fun kind of with that statement. But those two teams would be perfect for one another. And even though we like Ron Rivera, Sean McVay is a big-time upgrade over Riverboat Ron.
And he cares about the quarterback spot, which feels like Ron at this point just does not care.
All righty. So let's answer this question here. Who's your third best team in the NFC entering this season? You agree with the order Eagles 1 and the 49ers 2?
Yes. I'm going to answer this question in a specific way, but my answer will change based on stipulations.
Is this a cop-out?
No.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to say, I think record-wise, it's going to be the Cowboys. But that's not me saying I believe in them whatsoever in the playoffs. But if you want to include playoff performance, like who could maybe win a playoff game and maybe make some real noise, in that case, I'll go the Lions. But I think the Cowboys will finish off with probably the third most wins in the conference because they are a very good regular season team and do have a lot of talent. Obviously, their issues are happen come playoff time. But I like the talent in Detroit. Do you think Jared Goff's going to kind of pick up where he left off the last month and a half, 2 months of the season? And I do think they will take a step forward, win the division, and actually now kind of make good on the young talent and the promise that they have.
So here's what I kind of gather, and I'll give you my answer in a second. And you tell me if I'm wrong. The four teams you're buzzing about this year, one is the Detroit Lions. Everyone's buzzing about Detroit. Outside of that, I think the three picks that you've made to make the playoffs that are not slam dunks by everybody else. You love Denver to make the playoffs this year. You love the Rams to make the playoffs. And you also love the Browns.
The theme of 2023. One word. Redemption.
Whew. Or getting mushed by Hickey. That's another way to look at it. I'm going to write those four teams down in my notes. Broncos, Rams, Lions, and Browns. And I'm just going to do some investigation. And I'm going to just do some monitoring. And see where they finish up at the end of the season.
Monitor away.
If you split, I think that's a win for you. I'm being serious. If you get two out of those four teams in the playoffs, I think that's a win for you. So the Lions are the team that you'll bank on the most, and then you just got to hit one of those other three teams in the Broncos, Rams, and the Browns. I know you would like to do better than going 50-50, but with the way that your odds go, I think you would take 50-50 in this exercise.
Four out of four or bust. 100% or bust.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're not going to get all four.
I would disagree. I'm not. This is no hot take coming out here. I'm looking at the Broncos. I like what I see. I like the Browns, what I see. Lions, we talked with their talent. Rams, I think they are benefiting from a rough bottom of the NFC.
I'll tell you, Lions fans right now, they're going to the pawn shop. The Browns fans are ready to go eat horse poop once again after hearing these takes. The Broncos fans are going right to the dispensary. And are there actually any Rams fans? Like what are the Rams fans doing? I'm trying to think of something. They're probably just enjoying themselves out in beautiful Los Angeles in California. But I think a lot of people right now, if they root for one of those teams, they're thinking the worst right now because they have the endorsement, the ringing endorsement of Hot Take Kiki. And that's not good, folks.
I'm a little lost. What do you mean the Detroit fans are going to the pawn shop?
You never see that pawn shop store with that guy Les that used to be on television that's filmed in Michigan?
You're not talking about Pawn Stars.
No. With Chumlee and all those guys.
Yeah, no. That's Pawn Stars.
I thought that was
Vegas.
Is that what that's called?
There's a few.
Oh, I'm confusing Les. Who's the guy Les with the? I'm merging shows together.
Are you talking about Hardcore Pawn?
Yes. You got to be careful how you say that there.
Oh, I know. I've not watched.
You slowed down right there.
I've not watched any Hardcore Pawn. I'm only a Pawn star sort of guy.
Yeah, Les is Hardcore Pawn. That was filmed in Detroit.
I think that if If anything, they should do the other thing, like the opposite. Like, I feel like you go to a pawn store to cash, get some cash to put on the line.
But is that a desirable situation? I don't think it's desirable if you're walking into the pawn shop. That's all I'm saying. I think you just go into places that you probably don't want to go right now. That's why I also said that the Browns fans are eating horse manure once again, like they did at the Cleveland Cavs parade. Did you ever see that video where they ate horse
poop? Eagles fans.
Both fans did it. I will never
Don't remember the Brown or Cavs fans.
Oh, you don't remember? I think he was wearing like jean shorts and he was wearing a Cavs jersey. A big, nasty looking fella, like big, burly dude. And he didn't only just eat the horse poop. Hickey, you know, like sometimes you take a bite of an apple and you throw the apple up in the air, you catch it and you take another bite. That's what he did with the horse poop, which is absolutely disgusting. I remember a few years ago, When I was hosting from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern and we were on in Cleveland, Cavs fans tried to not take ownership of that moment and they blamed it on Eagles fans. They're like, oh, no, that was the Eagles fan. Both fan bases did that. Absolutely disgusting. So your third best team in the NFC are the Lions. I'll give you my order here. I think, one, it's Philadelphia. Two, it's San Francisco. I like the way that you talked about Dallas. From a record standpoint, the Cowboys probably will be the third best team in the NFC this season. But I don't view them as a threat to get to the Super Bowl because the last 2 years they've been 12-win teams, 12-win seasons, and then they, no pun intended here, crapped the bed in the postseason. I'm going to go Seattle as the third best team in the NFC. I don't love Geno Smith, but he was good last year. You got Jaxon Smith-Njigba now, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Zach Charbonnet, Kenneth Walker. You have the two young cornerbacks, one that you got last year in the draft, who was just behind Sauce Gardner in terms of production this year, and you just drafted the Illinois corner, Devon Witherspoon. So I like what Seattle has right now and where they're building. So I put Seattle 3, I'll put Dallas 4. I actually, as a tie, have the Vikings and the Lions. I know a lot of people want to pick the Lions to win that division, and I don't love what the Vikings are doing right now, getting rid of Dalvin Cook. But I can't really separate those two teams. And then in the sixth spot, I don't like this team, but they're going to have wins because their division stinks. It's the Saints. So that's kind of my power rankings right now in the NFC. If I'm just giving you six teams, Eagles, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, tie Vikings, Lions together in the fifth spot, and then the Saints in the sixth spot. And I will not be happy, Hickey, if Derek Carr, who's still bitching and crying about his exit from Vegas and how now his wife was crying over it. And woe is me, everybody feels bad. If we get a redemption tour season from Derek Carr with Who Dat Nation and that garbage division, like, can you imagine if they win the division at 8-9? If they do what the Bucs did last year, Derek Carr would treat that as if he just won a Super Bowl. And that would be insufferable. I don't want to hear this. I hope that the Saints miss the playoffs this year. I don't, you know, go Falcons, all right? I'm not going to say go Panthers right now, but I will say go Atlanta Falcons. I don't think they're going to win that division, but they have some nice offensive pieces I could root for. Bijan Robinson, but this Derek Carr sob fest, and I don't trust Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield. I guess I'm going to say go Falcons here, but I don't feel good about it because the Saints probably will win that division.
I know when the Ravens and Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl, they had a better record than they were over 500, so it wasn't like one of those things. But I would love for an 8-9 Saints team to make a run to the Super Bowl, kind of like the Heat just did, win it, and Derek Carr then maybe proclaim himself to be a top 5 quarterback of all time. I'm here for it. I am here for it.
So you think the Saints are going to be good this year, right?
No.
Gosh darn it. That means they're going to be spectacular. I really hope that you were going to say that they were going to be great this year.
Derek Carr, book that Vegas room now, buddy.
Why Derek Carr is out of the league, narrated by Hot Take Hickey. It's because I said go get a hotel room in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. You think he shows up on Radio Row? Coming back, I know that he played most of his career in Oakland, but the last few years with the Vegas Raiders. If they're not in the Super Bowl, do you think he shows up at Radio Row to kind of have a little reunion in Las Vegas? Is that going to be too tough for him and his wife to go back to Las Vegas after they turn their backs on the organization, turn their backs on the cars?
I think it depends how he does personally. Because I think if he has a good year, Saints make the playoffs, I could see him peacocking around, strutting his stuff. They moved on from me. Look at the Saints. We went to the playoffs this year. The Raiders stunk. Jimmy G couldn't play more than four games. Really? If he plays well, I can absolutely see him booking himself on every show there, being there every day, all week, just any microphone that's in his face talking about how good he was and how bad the Raiders were.
And you know Garoppolo's going to be there either way because he's got a million-dollar smile and all these companies love to do deals with him and endorsement deals with him. Maybe we get a fight on Radio Row. I can't see either of those guys really getting into a fight against one another, but it'd be awesome if we could stage a fight. Jimmy G against Derek Carr. That would be really fun.
Maybe, speaking of fights, we should book the Elon Musk-Mark Zuckerberg fight on Super Bowl week.
Right? What would that have to do with it, though?
Well, just talking about fights. That could be one of the other
cards.
Oh, we
have all the obscure fights. Right. We talked to Dana White, all the obscure fights of Saturday night before the Super Bowl.
Clearly, the Musk-Zuckerberg is going to be the main event. Yeah. But you can't just have one pay-per-view event. You got to have a little few lead-ups. I think Carr versus Jimmy G would be a nice little, you know, preliminary round.
Let me ask you a question here. And this would not be held against you. If you could punch one person here at CBS Sports Radio and nothing, no punishment would happen, who would be the one person that you would punch here at CBS Sports Radio?
Can you answer that question first so I know you're actually going to play along?
I'll play along, but I asked you the question first.
I'll give you an answer. I just got to think about it.
Is the answer me?
No.
Okay. I actually thought your answer would be me. I thought you would punch me in the face.
Who'd you punch?
I asked you first.
Well, if you answer it, I'll answer it. I'm not going to just out myself and get myself in trouble. Actually, I still don't really know.
You know, this may be a mean answer.
I don't have a lot of people I hate.
I don't know if I would punch this person. I think I would just, like, buy a fly swatter and just smack him over the head with it. It would be Jack Stern, probably. He's buzzing around the newsroom too much. So I'd probably fly swat Jack Stern. That's the way that I'll answer the question. All right, I answered the question. Now go ahead. You answer the question that I asked you. Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
His show is the lead of an AC/DC song.
Mine?
No, I'm kidding. I was making a Jim Rome joke. I'm kidding.
Oh, that would be the dumbest answer
that
you could ever give.
I was trying to make a funny there. Did not execute it well.
Yeah.
I will go with Anthony Gallo.
No one knows who
Jack Stern
here.
Is. Yes, he does.
People know who Jack Stern is. We talk about it all the time on the network. Anthony Gallo works on the other side of the hall. That's a cop out.
He works here, and he calls me a mush, which
does
is
not
absurd
work for CBS Sports
because
Radio. Though
he is the ultimate mush, and it is a little infuriating that I'm getting called the M word.
No
by
cojones.
The actual OG mush.
No cojones. I
probably would hit Jack. Honestly, I don't want to just repeat your answer. I don't really hate anybody here, so it's not like I'm just sitting here. I work with my fist.
Okay, let me
curled
ask you this.
Ready to just throw a haymaker.
Super Bowl week. You have Elon Musk going up against Mark Zuckerberg. We have Jimmy Garoppolo going up against Derek Carr. Who are you challenging? That's the better way to phrase this, because it doesn't seem as violent. Who are you challenging to join the octagon with you? You know, it's on the main card. It's Hot Take Hickey representing the Zach Gelb Show up against... Who's your opponent here?
Well, I'm going to pick an easy opponent because I got to win. So Jack's in there. Stu. I would fight Stu Kovacs. I would fight Michael Samter. I would fight Perloff. I would fight...
Perloff? I think he'd kick your ass.
No, I don't think so. I would never fight him. He's too nice, but he's long.
You know what I think would be a good fight? I think you against Bill Ryder would be a really good fight. I would love to see you up against Bill Ryder. You guys are friendly. There's no animosity, but you throw a lot of friendly jabs at one another. I think you against Bill Ryder would be a good fight.
I'm nervous about two things. One, he's been in fights. I've not really been in a lot of fights. Number two, he's also dirty. Which is, well, again,
you think he's hitting below the belt?
When you're in a street fight, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. If anything goes, no holds bar in this octagon... I think he would definitely go lower than I would. Is what I would say. That gets me nervous.
If I was fighting you, Hickey, you know what I would do? You know what my opening act would be? I'd put you in a headlock, and I would just shave off your hair. Because I think you would then just be so defeated, and that would be it.
Well, how do you get me in a headlock? You're just assuming you're going to run over here and put me in a headlock?
Yeah, very simple. And, like, I take out the barber clippers right out of my back pocket.
You like to make a lot of Penn State jokes. I'll say this about Penn State wrestling. I now know leverage.
Yeah.
You want to try to put me in a headlock? I can work the legs. I can work leverage to where all of a sudden now.
Let me ask you a question. What years were you on the Penn State wrestling team?
I was never on the Penn State wrestling team.
Okay. So just because you went to that school doesn't mean you know anything.
I absorbed a lot of technique, and I watched a lot of greats do their work. I think I may have learned a thing or two.
You really took in a lot of bull crap, is what you're saying, with that answer is marinated in. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
All right, it is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let me squeeze one in here with Bill in Tennessee, next up on The Zach Gelb Show. Bill, what's shaking?
I tell you what, first of all, what team has replaced the last two quarterbacks have done the best in your lifetime?
The Green Bay Packers.
There you go, right there. They haven't spent a lot of money. They've got a defense. They got a running backs. They are totally, underestimate them. And they will, look at the wide receivers. They are young. They're hungry. And what's going on is.
So what are you,
am I right?
What are you saying, though? You think the Green Bay Packers this year are going to do what, Bill?
I think, actually, I'm looking at green and gold eyes. I'm hoping they do great.
But what do you see? That's the thing, Bill. You're talking up a big game here. You're saying that the Packers are a team that we all have to root for and expect to do good things this year and aren't getting talked about. But when I ask you, Bill, what's your expectation for the Packers this year? The cat got your tongue. So what's your expectation?
Well, my expectation is once the defense get in there, they're looking at Jared Goff. He's going to choke like he always does, and he'll be great. He'll choke like he always does when it comes to the big clutch games. And we have Aaron Rodgers out there, and Aaron Rodgers will take you. Aaron Rodgers is probably the best quarterback to ever put on cleats in his whole life to play in a regular season. But he'll throw them interceptions, and he'll make a bad move, but it's not his fault. And this year, we're going to kick butt. We're going to take names. And next year, when Hendon Hooker is in here playing for Detroit Lions, we're in trouble. Because that was the second-best quarterback coming out of the draft.
So, Bill, once again, this year for the Green Bay Packers, how many wins do you think they're going to get? I'll ask you one more time.
We're talking 10-6 probably, 10-8. I'm an old guy. I can't remember a lot of stuff. I grew up in age. I got one brain cell left, but that's a whole different story.
So, Bill, if I could summarize this phone call correctly, you want me to be more optimistic on the Packers, but you don't really even believe in the Packers all that much this year. And then when it gets to the Detroit Lions, you can't stand Jared Goff. You can't stand the Lions. But the moment – Mr. Rocky Top, Hendon Hooker plays for them, then you're all in on the Detroit Lions.
You're a smart guy, but I'm still a Packers fan. I grew up in Southern Illinois. When I was young, I live in Tennessee. I'm a Cubs fan. I've seen we Cubs won the World Series despite Joe Madden. But I am always a Packers fan, green and gold.
So how many wins once again, Bill, do you think the Packers are going to win this year?
How many games is it? 18? Yeah. I'm looking 10 and 8. We'll sneak in there. Actually, well, I think we'll win the division. And we'll go in and, I mean, it'll be a learning experience for us. But I think Love will be the guy that he may like. Next year we're thinking, well, with more experience and whatever, I think we're going to make – well, I think we'll make some noise.
Do you love Jordan Love?
I haven't seen enough of him.
But you've seen enough for him to go 10 and 8, as you would say, right?
10 and 8, 11 and 7. We might win a game. We might get a luck win with the ref calls the right decision, and we might not. I mean, it's all the flip of a coin. You guys know that.
Hey, by the way, Bill, my producer is a big Penn State football fan, and right now you guys drafted Sean Clifford, the quarterback, in the 5th round. Do you like Sean Clifford, the Penn State quarterback?
No. There's never been a Penn State quarterback ever go anywhere.
Well, you know what, Bill? That's the best thing that you said on this entire phone call. You have a great
night, my friend. That's not the best thing I said. I'm told you watch Hendon Hooker. The guy's smart. He is a smart man. I'm telling you what.
Can you sing the Rocky Top song for us, Bill? Just wondering.
Pardon?
Can you sing the Rocky Top song for us?
Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Woo! Home sweet Rocky Top.
Woo!
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
I love you, Bill. You're great. Appreciate the
phone call.
No,
you don't
love
me, but that's okay.
No, I do love
you,
Bill.
I'm one of your best callers you'll ever know, and you need to put me on quicker because, God, I'm waiting to take a shower. I've worked 10 hours today, and I'm a commercial plumber, and it's killing me.
Wait, so you're about to take a shower?
Yeah, I know it's not Saturday, but I'm going ahead and do it anyway.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever take a Twitter video of you giving
out
takes?
What did you say? Ask a question? No, I've never had sex with animals. Was that the question?
What?
No, never mind. Forget the answer. I misunderstood the question.
All righty, Bill. Appreciate the phone call. Wow, that was a gem. I was going to ask him maybe to do a shower no cap video and kind of challenge Hot Take Hickey when he goes into the shower and do the videos.
If Bill wants to do what he just said, you know what? He's got me beat. I can't match that, all right?
Well, he said he doesn't like to do that. He's never done that. We got to be in the good graces with PETA. We don't want PETA on our ass, all right?
That was maybe the best call I think I've ever heard in the history of radio.
The Packers going 10-8 was pretty funny.
I like that. And why? Hey, he did put everyone on notice. Hendon Hooker, Detroit next year.
So we got a
Super Bowl.
We got a Rocky Top song out of there. We got a Hendon Hooker prediction. He was annoyed with me with the Green Bay Packers, even though I didn't say anything about the Green Bay Packers. Then he wanted me to be more confident in the Packers. Then when we gave him 3 chances to be confident in the Packers, he basically whiffed on all 3 of those chances. He doesn't love Jordan Love, but one thing we know for sure is he's not a fan of Sean Clifford. I thought that was a really productive phone call there, Hickey.
Well, I can't say I fault him on the Sean Clifford hate. He is right on that one.
Doesn't he have the most passing yards out of any Penn State quarterback ever?
I mean, probably. He's been there 10 years, so it's hard. I would hope so. I would hope so. You're 30 years old playing.
Jeez Louise. That was a pretty damn good phone call. I think that was the best phone call we've received since, I don't even think you were here, when the guy Bob in Baltimore called, who's like 89 years old and lost it on me over the whole Lamar Jackson situation. I think we should start taking phone calls from older people because older people always deliver. That guy said he was, what, like 70-something? Or he sounded like he was 70-something. He's a plumber still, and he only showers on Saturdays. That's an all-time phone call, Hickey.
And, for the record, does not have sex with animals. Yeah. Does not.
You like that one.
For anyone that's out there that was questioning, oh, wow, this guy sounds like someone who has sex with animals, Bill rightfully straightened everyone out and said, no, that ain't me. It's another Bill in Tennessee.
Jeez. When you go home tonight, Hickey, and your girlfriend asks you, what'd you do at work today? Just tell her about Bill in Tennessee, okay? Just have a conversation about Bill in Tennessee. Bill, 855-212-4CBS. If Bill calls, you let me know, Hickey. You get in my ear. Hey, Bill's on line. Bill's on line. Bill's on line one. And we will put him right to the top, and we will bring him on. I don't think we had him waiting on hold that long, right? It was later, what, through a break?
Yes, through a five-minute break, which sometimes, for some, feels like forever.
But after a long day of plumbing, 10 hours, and you're waiting to get into that shower, and I'm your waiting room, if you had to wait 5 minutes, that does probably seem like a long time, because that shower is probably calling Bill's name. And hopefully no animals.
I respect that he loves his Packers so much, he sat in the filth for an extra 5 minutes to talk about Jordan Love. Don't overlook him.
Oh, man. That's an all-timer. It is a Zach Gelb show on CBS Sports Radio. What was that, Dexter Henry?
I said I'm not sure it was an extra 5 minutes if you only shower once a week.
What do you mean?
He said he'd
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All righty. We will come on back with a little news brief.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show. Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
You can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Phil Nevin says he is still amazed by what Shohei Ohtani can do. A star of Major League Baseball last night hit 2 home runs and also struck out 10 batters.
I think what's cool is watching, you know, new guys come in like Moose and Esky here today. Like, they see this and they're in amazement, right? And we all are. It's just for the first time to see it. And, you know, the performance today was incredible.
You know what I love about the Shohei Ohtani story here? And I think this is the best way to explain just how great he is. Without a doubt, the last 10 years, Hickey, the best player in Major League Baseball, it's Mike Trout. In this quick a time, Shohei Ohtani, because he's one of one, he could be a great pitcher and then get up at the plate and lead the league in home runs and RBIs as well and total bases. It's just that he is elite in both areas of his game where I don't want to say it takes away from Mike Trout, but it makes Mike Trout no longer that answer, which is widely consumed as the best player in baseball. Now it's clearly Shohei Ohtani, and that's not a knock on Mike Trout. It just shows you how great Ohtani has been and how in a short amount of time he's really just absolutely taken over and has been the identity of Major League Baseball.
Right, like I said, it's not Mike Trout's fault that he can't pitch to, whatever, 3.03 ERA and strike out 10 batters and be a dominant pitcher and also hit home runs like he does. It's not his fault that a guy, a true unicorn, comes in and unseats him, but that's what we're seeing.
Juwan Johnson says Derek Carr has reminded him a lot of Drew Brees, this courtesy of SiriusXM NFL Radio.
Giving me a lot of Drew, you know, going into the huddle, committing the huddle, the guys gravitating to him. These are things I've seen, how Drew conducted the huddle, how Drew conducted the offense and things like that. So it's giving me similar feels. And so I'm really excited about what Derek has and, you know, and how he's going to move this offense.
You know what's concerning to me about that, actually? He's giving me major Drew Brees vibes. Now, you say that, and right there you examine that. Oh, that's pretty high praise by Juwan Johnson talking about Derek Carr. But then the follow-up of that was, yeah, he has great command in the huddle, and he's a leader. Now, if you have good command in the huddle, that's one thing. If you're a leader like Drew Brees was, that's another thing. But what about the play on the field? How much on the field, and I know really what has he been really able to show at this point when you're in like OTAs when everyone's running around with shorts and a t-shirt. But are you getting that vibe even when he's just throwing the football? Because you could be a great leader and you could be a bad football player. I'm not saying Derek Carr is a bad football player, but that idea that this is Drew Brees vibes, I kind of took that as, oh, it's a veteran quarterback that is a good leader and knows how to command the huddle. And that's part of what made Drew Brees so great, but then the actual way he threw the football, the accuracy and all the other stuff is something that I just don't see Derek Carr doing.
That's like the blessing and the curse with Derek Carr, because I do think Juwan Johnson is right, and I think a lot of teammates would echo that sentiment of just he truly does have a grasp of everything, and he does. Like, I think he is a guy a lot of people would gravitate towards and follow behind.
Well, it's a massive upgrade over the idea of what? Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, and Taysom Hill.
Absolutely. But also, being just a leader can only get you so far, because you're right. You can be the rah-rah guy now and be the face when things go bad, but if you are not playing well, not that the leadership doesn't matter, but again, that's why he's off the Raiders.
And also, you got to remember, when you look at a team like the Saints, yes, Derek Carr is a breath of fresh air, but just because you were in a place where there's been bad quarterback play since Drew Brees doesn't mean that Derek Carr is going to be the stud. Remember, I'm not comparing Derek Carr to Carson Wentz. That's not fair to Derek Carr. But remember last year when Carson Wentz comes in with the Commanders, they're going nuts. And everyone knew what Carson Wentz was at that stage of his career. But since all the other quarterbacks for so many years were so crappy with the Commanders, or just not someone that you had a lot of stability and belief in, you bring in a guy like Carson Wentz with that one MVP type of season that he had a few years ago, people are going nuts and they're doing the Macarena, they're doing the worm, when in reality, you just kind of put on a new door to your house. You maybe got some new windows done, but the rest of the house is still bad because you made some improvements, but it's not as if Carson Wentz all of a sudden was this tremendous quarterback.
When you're catching balls 2 years ago from Ian Book, and I'm trying to think of the other fourth quarterback they had play, because it was right, Jameis Winston.
Simeon.
Trevor Siemian, Ian Book making like an emergency start on Monday Night Football. The Saints went through hell in 2020, especially a quarterback. I could see Derek Carr being the savior, if you will, coming in like, oh my God, this guy is great.
I don't think you were a part of the show yet. I think this was still when Mikey B was producing me, because if memory serves me right, it was part of like the 4 or 5 months when I was doing the show out of my basement during COVID before I quickly got back to the studio in August of 2020. Mike Westhoff joined us, who is now working with the Denver Broncos, longtime legendary special teams coach, and he was with the Saints for all those years. I don't think at the time he was with the Saints, I think he was in one of the retirements that he had. And he said that Taysom Hill is Lamar Jackson, except he could throw the ball better. And there's been a lot of explosive things said on this show from guests. I still think that is number one, because that is wild, because at the time Lamar Jackson was a unanimous MVP. And I can't remember who the guy is. Who's the guy that always goes on with Bill Ryder that we've had on before? He played for the Green Bay Packers. Do you remember his name, Hickey? Brady Papinga. And Brady Papinga also said something on our show. There was like a run of these crazy Taysom Hill takes that there's only a few quarterbacks right now better than Taysom Hill. And I think Papinga's a BYU guy too. And in short time, he will be one of, if not the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And you hear those things and you're just like laughing. But that's where you were at with the Saints.
I mean, Sean Payton believed it. He gave him every chance, and he really wanted Taysom Hill too to be the quarterback. He did. I don't know what he saw, if it was arrogance, but he was all in on a little Taysom time.
So Broncos OC Joe Lombardi from last week says he likes what he's seeing from Russell Wilson so far.
You know, as you look at what happened last year, I mean, a lot of it's injuries. So staying healthy. And, you know, again, I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, for June, you know, 14th, I think we're real happy where he's at. I mean, there's some muscle memory that we've got to overcome. He's used to doing things a certain way, and we're presenting a new way of doing things. But, man, he shows up every day ready to work, you know, the same guy every day, same attitude, and he's really fun to work with. So, yeah, just, you know, I think the answer for him is what the answer is for everyone, is just, you know, work hard every day, get your fundamentals down, understand what you're trying to accomplish, and, you know, so far it's been really good.
Can I just ask a question, Hickey? That's from last week, right?
Yes, sir.
Why is that blowing up today? I've seen that everywhere today.
I have no idea. I thought he spoke like a day or two ago. Same thing. Everyone's talking about it. And then I went to go pull it. And similar to last weekend, you heard him talking about the date, June 14th.
Can I give you the answer on that one?
Sure.
People have nothing to talk about. That's the only reason I could give you on that. What was so crazy about that? But I've been seeing that everywhere today. And it comes off different the way you read it than when you actually hear it.
And Wilson.
Yeah. Finally, Chris Paul discussed how he fits in with the Warriors, just courtesy of TMZ Sports.
Trying to bring Draymond back?
Absolutely.
Okay. How do you think you will fit into the team to, you know?
I don't know yet. You know what I mean? But I've been fortunate enough to play 18 years, and I haven't figured it out that long.
Yeah, so. And you've made all the teams better, too, right?
I mean.
From what I know.
Yeah. I've been playing.
Okay. Do you have any message to Dub Nation?
I'm excited. And, you know, I know I've been sort of the sworn enemy for a long time, but I cannot wait to be there, and I cannot wait to get in the locker room with all those guys. So appreciate y'all, and we're on the way.
Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment seeing CP3 in a Warriors uniform. Steve chimes in. I met him at Bob's Bar. Zach Gelb turned on the show to hear the Tennessee caller saying he doesn't have sex with animals, and you are not legit until you've been chewed out by Bob from Baltimore. Last, there's Hot Take Hickey and Shower Drinking Zach. You are the boring one now on the show. LOL. Great show as always. That was Hickey that was drinking in the shower over the weekend. It wasn't me. Coming on back.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.